Proclamation number 7859, dated the March 27th, 1961. God answers every question. Second, the reason why people so easily fall prey to misconception is due to the fact that their attitude towards me is not yet entirely correct, even if the will for it is there. That is, if they have the will to be of service to me. Their constant bond with me would truly protect them from error. That is, they would recognize it as such. However, this bond is still not deep enough, and thus earthly thoughts still come to the fore which are taken up and considered by the intellect. But the intellect often consults a fellow human being, and he can, if he is not closely enough united with me either, also advise him wrongly. For this reason I'm only rarely able to convey the pure truth to earth, because this necessitates the most heartfelt contact with me, which prevents all interference by other forces. And therefore, only the person who establishes this intimate bond with me and rejects any external influence, who only listens to what I myself say to him through the heart, will be protected from erroneous influence or error. It is indeed my will that you humans should unite in love, that one shall strengthen and support the other in faith, that you treat each other as brothers and strive together towards me as your father. But I also want every single person to connect with me too. I want you to ask me for advice yourselves. I want you yourselves to appeal to me to fulfill your every spiritual and earthly request. I want this direct bond with me when it relates to personal questions and wishes, just as Roman 1, on the other hand, sent to you my mediators and messengers to whom you should listen if you receive spiritual teachings, if my gospel is intended to be conveyed to you. Understand that I want to speak to you through my instruments and will always do so when spiritual information shall be imparted to you, because you are not capable as yet of receiving such teachings or deeper wisdom directly. Then I will always say, listen to my messengers and fulfill my will. But I will never impart thought concepts to you through your fellow human beings which have a different content than a spiritual one, because you should come to me yourselves with every personal request. You should learn to differentiate between the transmission of my word and personal speeches which can be received by anyone who makes heartfelt contact with me, whereas my word requires a special mediator or vessel in order to be able to flow into it as an outpouring of my spirit. And therefore you should be careful and realize that you can easily fall prey to error. For where my adversary recognizes a human weakness, he can effortlessly slip in and avail himself of it. However, you can rest assured that I protect my ward from every error, from the adversary's influence, because I want to guide you humans into the truth. Nevertheless, you should not carelessly believe every word which rings out to you as a spiritual transmission. You should seriously scrutinize it as to whether its content is purely spiritual, whether it aims to achieve the maturing of your souls, whether it can be spoken of as given by me for your soul's salvation. And you should entrust your own wishes to me, and then I will also speak to you through your heart, and you will subsequently know what you should or should not do. Amen.